This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Over 100,000 people have waited in line to file past the coffin of Pope Francis, paying their respects before that coffin is sealed tonight ahead of tomorrow's funeral. The mayor of Rome says over 200,000 people are expected in the city for the funeral. President Trump will be there, and departing the White House, he told reporters there are other events planned for his brief trip.
We're going to meet with a lot of the foreign leaders they want to meet. Trade deals are going very well.
China says that President Trump and President Xi have not spoken, even as President Trump says they have spoken numerous times. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index found that consumer confidence fell yet again in the month of April compared to March. The World Food Program says its food stocks in Gaza have run out because of Israel's eight-week blockade, and sentencing for George Santos, the former congressman who pled guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Happening right now, school administrators around the state will vote on five amendments for high school sports at the WIAA's annual meeting in Stevens Point. One measure would allow name, image, and likeness deals for student-athletes. Another would expand summer coaching contact days from the current limit of five. And one measure would require any spectator ejected from a contest to have to take an online sportsmanship course and serve a one-game suspension before being allowed back at games. The meeting is at 9 a.m. Next week is light on city government meetings, but there are some big decisions to be made. On Monday, the Board of Public Works is considering a handful of resolutions, including the intent to operate a downtown parking system and a measure to support the Mississippi River Trail within city limits. On Tuesday, the Judiciary and Administration Committee will consider the ordinance that would create a city administrator position. The City Plan Commission and Finance and Personnel Committee are also meeting. The commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Last week, the Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command photos on the wall, and the pictures of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth have been turned around to face the wall. An investigation has begun to figure out what happened. Colonel Shayla Baez Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold the position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended, adding, quote, "This suspension is not related to any misconduct," end quote.
Fort McCoy officials said that they are investigating the incident. Early showers give way to cloudy skies and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s today. The clouds clear out overnight for a pleasant Saturday with highs in the 60s with sunny skies. Clouds begin to roll back in Sunday into Monday, where we'll see a big-time warm-up as well as a chance at strong or severe storms early next week. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center expects the best chances at severe weather in southwestern Wisconsin. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. It all go back to, you know, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, you know, I knew it was an opportunity, each team. You know, when the Packers came, you know, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, you know, once I got the call, I answered, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player, but he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room, and I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis to open a three-game weekend series. NBA playoffs. Game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Spotty late rain eases up this afternoon, but we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies and breezy winds out of the north and high temperatures in the mid-50s. And with the clouds clearing tonight, we're going to have a bright and beautiful day tomorrow with high temperatures warmer in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 46 degrees at our studios.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Varr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8. This is the talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mott, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It's Friday. That means it's time for some recombobulation with Dan Schaefer, creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area and also Civic Media's political editor. We come back on the air with some breaking news from about a half an hour ago. Milwaukee County Judge, Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan, arrested earlier this morning by federal authorities at the courthouse. The spokesman for the U.S. Marshals Service confirmed her arrest about 8 o'clock this morning. They have not yet identified the defendant. She is accused of helping. It appears to be a Mexican immigrant who is facing 3 misdemeanor battery counts. What I get from this article from Daniel Bice in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they were informed that ICE officials arrived in her courtroom last week when they went to the chief judge's office. They are accusing Judge Dugan of directing the defendant and his attorney to a side door in the courtroom and then directing them down a private hallway and into a public area. This person has since been taken into custody. But this is what we know right now. This is breaking news all over the country right now.
This is national news right now. Yeah, this is this is a developing story. We're still trying to learn all of the details and facts as best we can. But this is what we know thus far. I know Stuart J. Waddle's here and with Civic Media is looking to track some things down as we speak as well. But obviously, this is a big story.
FBI Director Kash Patel alleging that Dugan improperly helped the 30-year-old defendant. This is what the head of the FBI posted on what used to be Twitter this morning just now. The FBI arresting Judge Hannah Dugan out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on charges of obstruction after evidence of Judge Dugan obstructing an immigration arrest operation last week. We believe Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse, allowing this subject to evade arrest.
And this action, I mean, it begs the most immediate question. It's going to give pause to any judge in this country who wants to step up and protect
due process.
Right.
I mean, that's what this story is about. And that's what all these stories have been about for the past few months, of judges in their courtrooms blocking, stopping, reversing the Trump administration because they are standing up for due process, the Constitution, and just the general order of how we do things in this country. And now we're seeing that the FBI will absolutely take action.
So this has been a story that's been developing throughout the week.
Yeah.
You know, I think this originally was generated from a story on conservative talk radio. But the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had a story 2 days ago on this FBI investigating allegations. Milwaukee County judge tried to help undocumented defendant avoid arrest. And in that story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Civic Media's own Maggie Dawn was quoted in that piece. So I'm going to read her quote so we have like at least that context as we continue to talk about that here. So what Maggie said in that piece, and again, I'm quoting here, quote, "A judicial warrant is issued by a federal court based on probable cause and permits law enforcement to enter premises that are not public and search to seize property or arrest someone subject to the protections of the Fourth Amendment. An ICE or administrative warrant is issued by an ICE official and is not required to meet the requirements of the Fourth Amendment." So I think there, I think this is part of what some of the confusion is here. This is not your standard warrant. This is an administrative or immigration related warrant. Mm-hmm. So I think there is some confusion about like what Dugan exactly did in her courtroom. I think, you know, I was talking to Maggie about this too. I think there are some 10th Amendment issues involved here. So, you know, we'll look forward to hearing from Maggie as this story develops. And, you know, I listened to her at 4 p.m. today on the Civic Media Network. But I think this is one of those things where, like, once you get into the weeds of the story, you know, it's one of these detailed legalese things that, you know, those of us regular people who did not go to law school might not have the expertise on. So let's just make sure we have all of the context before people start throwing things all over the place.
And for those who don't know, Maggie Dawn actually used to work as special counsel for Milwaukee County.
For Milwaukee County. She knows the people working here. She knows the situation well. So you'll want to tune in at 4 p.m. today.
Again, if you are just joining us, federal agents arresting a Wisconsin judge, a Milwaukee County Circuit judge, around 8 o'clock this morning, accusing her of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by ICE.
It also seems then, thank you to Stuart J. Wiles, who was doing what he calls his due diligence, that the post from Cash Patel has now been deleted.
Really?
Yep. Maybe someone whispered in his ear, hey, dude, don't do that. But yes, that tweet has been deleted. Unfortunately for him, it lives on now.
Forever.
But yes, the initial tweet on his what was then Twitter page has been deleted. It's no longer there. So and based on what you said, Dan, that begs the question in my mind of if there's a difference in the issuing warrants, how long are they going to be able to hold her? Is this just a reactionary thing they're doing? And they're like, well, you don't really have a reason to hold her. There's no, you know.
It's to make her an example.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's another, it seems like what we had an immigration attorney on when I was guest hosting the afternoon show on Monday. And so much of what he talked about is just that the Trump administration is trying to stress test the system in any way I can.
Yes.
To see where the guardrails are, see what they're able to get away with. You know, perhaps this is yet another example of the Trump administration, you know, with its goal of mass deportation, no matter how many, you know, we have to break the law to address illegal immigration, I guess, in this country when you're the Trump administration. But, you know, it just seems like this is another example of stress testing the system. And of course, you know, I always riff on this on Twitter. There's always going to be always a Wisconsin connection, always a Milwaukee connection. Here we have a Milwaukee connection to a breaking national news story.
Cassandra on the live stream says, so we'll be sending this judge to El Salvador too?
Yep. I mean, honestly, I would not be shocked if some sort of extreme punishment came of this. And as you said, a stress test. I mean, they're stress testing the entitlement systems, the social safety nets. They're stress testing everything now.
But certainly the courts.
Oh, the court. Yeah. And I mean, they're nothing but quote unquote activist judges. No, these are judges appointed by presidents going back 40 years who are standing up for the process and standing up for the Constitution, and you don't like it. So you're going to play big boy and bring out your big boy stick and do things like this. And now other judges are going to be afraid to even enter their courtroom.
Yeah, I mean, so much of what the Trump administration is doing right now is really frightening, really trampling on the Constitution. And, you know, to whatever extent that there was any wrongdoing on the part of Dugan here, like it's going to it is happening at the same time where they are where the Trump administration is disappearing people to a prison in a foreign country and not deporting people back to where they live.
Right.
No. No.
Right.
Sending people to a unaccountable foreign prison. There, you know, and so I just think there's a lot to be worried about here.
But I want to back up just a little bit to something that you said as far as the difference in warrants. And again, Maggie will explain this more clearly later on this afternoon. Is it possible that this action by the FBI was not legal in the actions they took against Dugan? Yeah.
I think you have to be wary of that, certainly. You know, I think some of the initial reports, and I've heard these facts kind of change over the course of the week in various reporting. I think some of the initial reports talked about Dugan having somebody like, you know, essentially hide in her courtroom. I also heard that those reports were false. There was, you know, so there's a lot of confusion, you know, just kind of surrounding this more broadly. And I think it's, you know, this is breaking national news, and we're a Wisconsin news outlet, and we're live on the radio. And so it is, you know, incumbent on us to be talking about this. It is a big story, but I think it's going to be really important to really get the facts and get the context. Absolutely. And really get through all of this.
What?
Understand if there is any actual reason for this to be happening, or if this is the Trump administration stress testing the system to see what they can get away with.
Just being performative.
Yeah.
And I realize, again, this is breaking news. It's important that we talk about this, but I also don't want to get into this into speculation lane.
Yeah,
because we
can
speculate about this for the next 45 minutes. And I think that's when you step in things you don't necessarily want to step in.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking forward to a nice conversation today about the Packers and the draft and all the cool stuff that happened in Green Bay, Wisconsin last night. But, you know, here we are.
Yeah. It makes me very nervous in my stomach to think about the future. So
just to wrap this up, at least for now, again, we'll have an update coming up at 10:30 and certainly 11 o'clock. Stuart J. Waddles and the rest of our civic news team is going to be covering this and hopefully breaking it down as more details become available. But for right now, here's what we know. Federal agents arrested a Wisconsin judge in Milwaukee accused of trying to help an undocumented migrant avoid arrest, who was scheduled to appear in her courtroom. FBI Director Kash Patel made the big announcement on Twitter.
Yeah.
And now it's gone.
Now it's deleted.
I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
Dan Schaefer is here.
We're discombobulated.
It is.
We usually come here on a Friday and now in a new time, 10 o'clock recombobulating.
Yes. Yep.
Instead of 11 o'clock recombobulating. It required me to, you know, get a little bit more recombobulated on my own to get down here in time from Milwaukee to get things together. But I think, you know, it's just this is a confusing story.
Yeah.
You know, just the fact of, like, you had the FBI director, you know, tweet something and then delete it within, you know, what seems like
less
a pretty short
hour,
amount of time.
Half an hour.
So, you know, maybe they don't even know
the
details of what's happening.
Would that be you mean the Trump administration? That would not be a surprise.
I mean, that's what
all.
I'm saying. Yeah. Like they're so all over the place on so many different things right now. Yeah. And it's just like you're going to announce thing. Oh, no, we're not. And, you know, and it's just going back and forth. And now we're trying to figure out what's going on with this.
But again, going back to the rest of the judiciary, which in many instances has been holding firm against the Trump administration, even Trump appointees have been ruling against the Trump administration for things that they are trying to do that are basically essentially illegal.
Right. Right. And so that's why I think, you know, there was the story earlier this week where the Evers administration was issuing some level of guidance on, like, how to interact with ICE and how to interact with federal officials that might be, you know, present in courtrooms or whatever it might be that you might encounter in your workplace. And I think, you know, the conservatives were up in arms about that. But we're seeing so many of the things that the Trump administration is doing, like the Kilmer Abrego Garcia case, you know, so many of these other cases involving that prison in El Salvador, where they're clearly trampling due process and the rule of law and the Constitution and so many other things. So I think it is a good thing that, you know, Tony Evers is and his administration is issuing this guidance and just like, hey, this is the law. We want to follow the law. And these are your rights. These are the things that you should be aware of. It's not doing so to the end of, hey, we want to, you know, protect somebody who might be breaking the law. Otherwise, it's informing people of their rights and of the law.
And that's the sticking point. Yeah. What he is telling them, those are the legal rules.
Right.
That's legal things. He's not telling them to do illegal things. And yet the right is all freaking out about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area and also Civic Media's political editor is here, as he is every Friday. About an hour ago, we had breaking news. Daniel Bice at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan, arrested earlier this morning by federal authorities investigating if she tried to help an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest after he appeared in her courtroom last week. That is essentially what we know right now. This is a breaking story. This will be ongoing. Stuart J. Waddles, I'm sure, will be having an update at the 10:30 news and throughout the morning. And then Maggie Dawn, who is an attorney and who worked as special counsel for the city of Milwaukee. I know she's going to be covering this later on this afternoon when her show starts at 4 o'clock.
You can go to civicmedia.us and keep up with Stewart's account on the news. That's right there at the top of the homepage, so you can see what, as the story develops, what he reports out. So go to civicmedia.us to get more information as we know more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And FBI Director Kash Patel has tweeted something about this and then deleted it. So this is all This is all very much in flux.
Seems like a very professional outing today.
Well, because as we all know, once you delete something from Twitter, it's gone forever.
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, that was magical cash. Thanks a lot for that. All right, we're going to move on and talk about things a little bit lighter.
A little bit lighter.
Big action in Green Bay, boy.
Oh, baby.
205,000 people.
200. That's a lot of people
that's
in the city of Green Bay.
That's a lot of people, man.
That's too many people.
You would not be out there watching the NFL draft and watching names get read and people celebrate and all of that.
If you paid me, I wouldn't go. Well, if you paid me, yeah. But like, if you paid me, just like here's $100 for gas money. Go up there, and be like, who wants to do this?
It's a lot of people. Not everyone is meant for crowds that size. But boy, were they happy with the Packers' first round draft pick.
That was a pretty remarkable moment in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, it's such a unique thing, the Green Bay Packers, just the existence of the franchise to begin with. It's a city of 107,000 people. It's the smallest market in professional sports. And they hosted this event, calling it the second biggest event of the year for the NFL, which I think the NFL is probably bigger than every other American sport combined at this point.
Yep.
And having this event in Green Bay and Mark Murphy, the president and CEO of the Packers, going on stage and being the one to announce the pick. And he had this remarkable wind up to it.
We've got a clip.
Oh, you've got the clip. Yeah. Okay.
Calvin's going to pull it up in just a second. He's looking for that right now. But you would have thought it was a rock concert.
Seriously.
Really?
I was, you know, it looked like I was watching some live streams from like Coachella last weekend, and it looked a lot like that, you know.
Calvin,
you didn't want to go. I was really feeling the FOMO last night when I was watching this, and that crowd pop when Matthew Golden's name was announced. Green and Golden, you know, it's all coming together. The first wide receiver pick in more than 20 years in the first round. It was very exciting.
I'll drive you there. I'll hang out at a gas station or something. It's fine.
Calvin, let's play that clip, please, from last night at the NFL draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver.
Listen to this crowd.
Oh, baby.
Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas.
Jade's incredulousness is hilarious right now.
Yay.
It's a big deal for them.
Timing is everything. You wait till the draft is in Green Bay. You go get a man for the green and gold named Golden. Yeah. You can't script this any better.
Is that why they picked him?
I don't think so. Also, I want to say something in response to a comment on the live stream. From what I understand, Clay Matthews didn't spew Trump garbage. He made a joke where he said President Trump issued a statement saying the Bears still suck. Whatever.
There was like a 5-second window there where he's just like, I have a message from President Trump, and it's like, oh no.
Everybody held their breath.
What's this gonna be? He's like, I'm going off script. Here's a message from President Trump. I saw James Jones behind him, former Packers wide receiver, and he had this look on his face, just like, where is he going with this?
Yeah.
The Bears still suck, and everybody's laughing, and it was a good time. But there was that like 5-second window.
Oh Lord, what's like, he gonna
what
say?
What is he doing? Yeah.
So why has it taken them so long to draft a wide receiver?
They have always drafted wide receivers in like the second or third round instead of the first round. So this was like a thing during Aaron Rodgers' tenure. The whole time he was quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, they did not take a wide receiver in the first round. You know, they took Greg Jennings in the second and Jordy Nelson in the second and like a few other guys and Devonta Adams in the second round. So they always kind of made it,
So it's a tease.
It's a tease. And it's just like the Packers, you know, they're a good team typically. So they're drafting at the end of the first round. So if you're drafting somebody at the end of the first round versus high in the second round, which has been in the case a couple different times, it's not a huge difference picking somebody at like pick 25 versus pick 40 or whatever it might be. But it's just become kind of almost a meme where it's just like, the Packers, but they're, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, but they don't draft that first round wide receiver. And now they did in this of all moments, and this really remarkable moment for Mark Murphy, too. So
It wouldn't matter. Aaron Rodgers wouldn't throw to him anyways. He's a new guy. He hates new guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I feel for this kid. I hope he's ready, because there's, with the whole Golden last name and everything, there's
the
so much pressure.
The golden child.
Yeah. There's so much pressure on these kids, seriously. Oh, I know. And they're pretty young.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He's got a lot of confidence, got a lot of talent. Yeah, I think he's going to be really
Swagger.
Fun to watch. He's really fast. He was the fastest receiver in the draft.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
We have news coming up next. I know we'll have an update on the arrest of a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge from earlier this morning. So stay right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A key crop in Wisconsin is being affected by tariffs. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers are looking at the tariffs from the Trump administration and expecting to export fewer soybeans. In Wisconsin, 12% fewer acres of soybeans are being planted. That's because China makes up the bulk of soybean purchases in the world, and there's no alternative markets to sell those beans.
Instead of soybeans, Wisconsin farmers are turning to corn and other crops to make up the difference in exports. Tomorrow is National Drug Take-Back Day. Wisconsin, which is typically among the national leaders in the effort to safely get rid of unused or unwanted medication, will have dozens of events across the state. Locally, you can bring the medication you want to get rid of to La Crosse County Health and Human Services or the Town of Cable Town Hall from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. tomorrow. Independence, Black River Falls, Hillsboro, Viroqua, and Stoddard also have drop-off locations. Visit the state's DHS website for a full list of locations. A crash between a car and a bus resulted in no injuries yesterday morning near Holman. According to the Wisconsin DOT, a car crashed into the back of a school bus that had children on board on Highway 53 near County Highway T. Highway 53 was closed for a half hour while crews cleared the roadway. Families of the students on the bus were called about the crash. A new bus was sent to pick up the students and take them to school. Holman School District officials thanked first responders for their work with the crash. Drought conditions in La Crosse, Monroe, and other western Wisconsin counties have eased with enough moisture in the soil for spring planting. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, West Central and Southwestern Wisconsin have very few pockets of dry soil and subsoil, with the vast majority of soil in good shape. Stream flows are also at or above normal for this time of year. The lone remaining drought in the state is in far southwestern Wisconsin. Conditions are still drier than normal, roughly south of I-90. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are streaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Good Will Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon, who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex get in shape. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Spotty late rain eases up this afternoon, but we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies with breezy winds out of the north and high temperatures in the mid-50s. And with the clouds clearing tonight, we're going to have a bright and beautiful day tomorrow with high temperatures warmer in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to look at the NFL draft in Green Bay, some news of the day, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Pisces, Libra, Capricorn. I didn't know when you were born.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Good one, Calvin. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Breaking news from about an hour ago, FBI arrest judge accused of helping immigrants avoid ICE agents, federal agents. About 8 o'clock this morning, arrested a Wisconsin judge, a Milwaukee County Circuit judge, who was accused of helping someone escape ICE when he appeared in her courtroom last week. This is a developing story. This will be an ongoing story. It's hitting national news now everywhere. And you said that there is a comment from a Milwaukee official.
Yeah, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has issued a statement on this. He says, quote, "I am aware of the arrest of Judge Hannah Dugan. Like any individual in this country, I believe she is entitled to due process. We should let the facts come to light and let the legal process play out." So a brief statement. Again, that's from Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yeah, let's make sure they don't ship her to El Salvador.
Yeah, exactly.
But we will be following this as the morning goes on. And Maggie Dawn, who actually worked for Milwaukee County as a general counsel, will absolutely be covering this later on this afternoon when she hits the air about 4 o'clock today. So just to let you know where we are, mm-hmm. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan arrested earlier this morning. That is what we know at this point. FBI Director Kash Patel originally put the put the news out on social media, as one does, and then deleted it.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. A couple of things we wanted to cover before we get to our audio sorbet.
Yeah.
Which we're still going to do because I just want to avoid the trap of speculating too much when there's so much we don't know.
Yeah.
About this. So we're going to continue with our regularly scheduled programming. But some changes coming to the Laughing Tap.
Absolutely. On Wednesday, 2 days ago, time's a construct. 2 days ago, we announced that as of June 18th, we're going to be doing one weekend of shows finally and one more open mic. But in June, we will be closing the doors to that current location.
To that location.
To the location on Fifth Street in Walker's Point. Now, please don't ask me where we're going, where we're moving to.
Where are you going and where are you moving to?
I want to take all your awards away.
Just
you
for
knew
that.
I was going to do that.
No,
though.
I trusted you to trust me. No, I didn't. We are still looking. We have our eye on some properties, but at this point, we have nothing to announce. When we do have something to announce, we will announce. But between now and that weekend, June 13th and 14th, come on down, see some shows. We have amazing comedians. We have.
You've got a great lineup for the spring here.
We really do. I mean, one of the ones I'm really looking forward to is Skylar Higley. He wrote for Conan for the Oscars.
Yeah.
He's the one who wrote the Kendrick Lamar joke that got so much play. He wrote that joke.
Oh, wow.
He's a good buddy. I love him to death. He's going to be down there. Ali Sultan's going to be there. And then huge, huge show. Dana Gould, stand-up legend, and Bobcat Goldthwait on one weekend together.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a show, and it's going to be an amazing, and so it's a higher ticket price, but for these two legends, what they're going to be doing, it's going to be worth it. And then finally, our last weekend of shows is going to be celebrating our local talent. So LaughingTap.com for more information. When we have an announcement, I will announce it to you. But for right now, just know at the middle of June, that location, 5th Street, Walker's Point, will be closing down.
Don't wait on those tickets.
Don't wait on those tickets.
If
seriously.
You want them, I'd book them now. Yeah, I'd go get them now.
Get them now.
LaughingTap.com. And the Recombobulation area has an event coming up next week.
We do. We do. We have our annual subscriber appreciation community happy hour that we are having at Third Space Brewing Thursday, May 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. We're going to be giving away some brewer's tickets there. We're going to be hanging out. And if you are a paid subscriber to the Recombobulation area.
As you should be.
As you should be. Your first round's on us. So nice. Come by. Enjoy a beverage. We'll hang out. We'll give away some Brewers tickets, maybe some Civic Media T-shirts or something like that, too. It'll be a good time to share in some community, because that's always been a part of our core mission at the Recombobulation area, not just to produce content covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, but to build community along with it.
Absolutely.
And so here's an opportunity to share in that community.
Sounds great. Now it is time for, Calvin, what we like to call audio sorbet. We lighten things up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Before the end of the show, and I saw this, in Dodgeville tomorrow, they are having the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championships, which is very important.
Why aren't we judges for stuff like this, James?
Because they haven't asked us yet.
Darn it!
But then I stumbled on this article, the best grilled cheese sandwich according to your zodiac sign. What more do we need?
You stumped the journalist. He's like, I got nothing for that.
I think in Wisconsin, it's a fair bet that most of us are pro grilled cheese sandwich.
Of course.
It is one of the finer sandwiches if you're going to be ranking sandwiches.
If it's made correctly.
Well, but I just found this priceless. And I thought, since we are having the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championships tomorrow, what would be better than to talk about what grilled cheese you should be enjoying depending upon your astrological sign.
Yep.
I know. Sure. I know. I lay out my life according to my astrology sign.
So should I say which type of grilled cheese and see if it lines up with my astrological sign? See if the stars really are aligned to understand what my preference might be?
It would be easier if you would just give me your birth date.
Okay, I'm born in November 5th.
November 5th for Dan Schaefer. What grilled cheese, according to his sign? You're a Scorpio?
Mm-hmm.
This zodiac is ruled, Dan, by the red hot planet Mars. Scorpios seek out the mysterious, intense, and enjoy depth. Since they value their privacy, a pita bread is a perfect fit for a Scorpio. Calvin, you're a Scorpio too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this is the grilled cheese for both of you. With its deep pocket, this will be a mystery to others, what you're eating. No one will know, Dan. No one will know. Only you will know there
it's
is
always a priority for me when I'm eating your grilled cheese.
Guess,
I can't let anyone know what's in it.
Only you will know there's a salty, tangy, smoky duo hiding inside, because Scorpios are often intrigued where things are a little bit odd. It suggested crumbled feta or funky blue cheese.
Ooh.
And a slice of provolone to melt it all together for that bright smoky finish. Tuck in some slices of roasted red pepper.
I love feta cheese. So, yeah.
Feta, provolone, and roasted red peppers?
That sounds terrific.
Really? You're good with that?
I'm on board. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you why I am a big proponent of this design. Because the pita bread allows you to enjoy the more of the cheese experience. Whereas a lot of times, and I talked to you about this, with the grilled cheese, sometimes you're biting through 3 inches of bread and there's not enough cheese. And you're like, why did I pay $8.50 for this?
You're being shorted on the cheese.
It's a sham. Big grilled cheese is out there to take my money.
Big cheese.
Big sourdough is after you.
So honestly, I think a pita bread grilled cheese sounds delightful.
Calvin, how are you feeling about this? Because this is supposedly the grilled cheese for you as well.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Doesn't sound great. everything about it you hate.
Greg made fun of me for saying my go-to grilled cheese was the quintessential white bread with American cheese, which I will stand by. But I also like, here's a unique one for you. Italian white bread, provolone or mozzarella, pepperoni. That makes a really good
Oh, that sounds
cheese.
Good.
I want to clear the air on something. I did not make fun of you, Calvin. You said you are going to make fun of me for this. But I said I knew what he was going to say. Because Calvin has Calvin taste. We know at this point.
But that's a classic. That's what I grew up with.
And I'm fine with that. But him accusing me of making fun of him. Bad journalism.
White bread,
fake
a
news.
Slice of American cheese.
Fake news.
And that's it. That's what my mother fed us.
Yeah.
That was
news.
What is your birthday, Greg Bob?
My birthday is Mind Your Business, My Freedom. No, I'm just kidding. It's December the 12th.
December 12th for Greg Bach. We are doing the perfect grilled cheese.
I love this.
According to your astrological sign, you are a Sagittarius.
Sure.
For many Sagittarians, their passports and suitcases are always ready to fly. Sages are known as freedom-loving, truth-seeking world travelers. They're the most adventurous sign. Sagittarians are often most open to other flavors from other cultures.
Yeah.
To celebrate this, build a grilled cheese on melted ghee brushed naan. Inside,
yes.
You can take your taste buds on a trip via spicy cheddar, warm, sweet, tangy, tingly, mango chutney. Sagittarius, best grilled cheese, naan, spicy cheddar, and tingly mango chutney.
That
sounds
the,
awesome.
The tingling...
Can I be a Sagittarius too?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. You make yours, I'll make mine, we'll cut, we'll share.
Oh, there we go.
I'm not hesitant on the I love mango. A mango chutney intrigues me. I would totally try that. I think we should make our grilled cheeses and report back. But
if you would like to know what grilled cheese you should be enjoying, give us a call at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. All we need is your birth sign.
Yep.
And then we can tell you what you should be enjoying.
Jane?
I am a Capricorn.
Okay.
January 9th. I'm not impressed. Practical and traditional. Capricorns are as trustworthy and reliable as your favorite pair of jeans. Capricorns seek out substance and prefer to leave the lighthearted stuff to those Libras and the inventive stuff to the Aquarians and Geminis. Since Capricorns are old-fashioned and classic, here is what we suggest. Slices of whole wheat bread with the after-school combo of yellow American cheese and tomato slices.
Oh, Calvin, you'd love this.
Calvin, that sounds right up my alley.
See, you should be me, and I think I should be you. The best grilled cheese for Capricorns, whole wheat bread with American yellow and tomato slices. Can we bump it up to cheddar?
You can do whatever you want,
throw
Jane.
Some onions on there.
Maybe
can't mess with a classic.
And
I
some
guess.
Bacon.
Maybe you're like, you know, you're a Capricorn?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn sun with a cheddar rising. Who knows? I mean, maybe that's who you are. We just got to figure that out. Cassandra on the live stream yelled out Gemini.
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 All right, we got a couple of minutes. Let me pull up the best grilled cheese. If you are a Gemini, can you? All right, well, it's just within. We don't know the date exactly, but she is a Gemini. I'm just trying to find it. Here we go. Gemini, adventurous in the life of the party. Geminis are driven by curiosity. With that in mind, Geminis will surely melt over a sandwich with Organic Valley's newest cheese, American Fiesta. It's designed for queso, but as an incredible ingredient in so much more, including a gooey grilled cheese with smoky crisp bacon. So for Geminis, the best grilled cheese, multigrain bread, American Fiesta, and crispy bacon. I want Gemini's.
That's really good.
Sandwich.
I mean, I will Sounds say really right good. Now, I'm really on board. I think Dan's sandwich is winning for me. Like that is the most intriguing.
But it's the pita that pulled you.
Well,
in.
It's the pita, but also it's the blue cheese and the feta. Like those are two distinct flavors. And then as a binding agent, using provolone to melt it. I mean, come
Pretty
on.
Good. Pretty good.
We will include this in the show notes.
Absolutely.
If you want to find out the perfect grilled cheese for you. You can find it after the show is over at civicmedia.us. When we return, we're going to wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. When Love Comes Knocking, that's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
rock, I'll just read your zodiac.
The horoscope's the thing you see. Star sign is just got to be when you use astrology. Mars, Venus, Neptune, Saturn, and Moon.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting proof of citizenship efforts are afoot in Michigan, while voters await the outcome of the Federal SAVE Act and a Trump executive order requiring similar restrictions. This despite no evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in Michigan or anywhere else in the U.S. In Michigan, a constitutional amendment which failed to achieve a two-thirds majority in the legislature just received the go-ahead to collect signatures for a citizen ballot initiative instead. If organizers meet the signature requirements, it could appear on the 2026 ballot. The Michigan proposal requires any new registering voters to show, quote, a birth certificate, passport, and/or other documents, and would eliminate the use of sworn affidavits for voters without approved IDs. Voters without citizenship documents could cast a provisional ballot, but must return with the documents within 6 days for it to count. While that may keep the 20, that's 2-0, alleged Michigan non-citizens from voting, 1 in 9 Americans don't have ready access to citizenship documents, and over 5.8 million Michigan citizens don't own a U.S. passport, according to the Center for American Progress. On the national proof of citizenship front, a federal circuit court ruling on President Donald Trump's March 25th order is expected April 24th, and the SAVE Act is in the U.S. Senate, but unlikely to overcome the filibuster. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when in fact the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. Paul Hipp, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Breaking news this morning from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Daniel Bison, John Dietrich. Little update now, Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan has been arrested and charged with 2 felonies. This broke early this morning, about an hour and a half ago. Yeah. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan arrested this morning by federal authorities, charged with felony counts of obstruction for her role in allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest after he appeared in her courtroom last week. The 65-year-old Dugan set to appear before U.S. Magistrate Judge Stephen Dries at 10:30 this morning. So this has already happened, or this hearing is still underway. McCarran said, Brady McCarran, who is a spokesperson for the U.S. Marshals Service, says Dugan is being charged with two federal felonies, obstruction and concealing an individual. We will have more at the top of the hour news with Stuart J. Waddles in our news department, and also Maggie Dawn, who was the worked as general counsel for Milwaukee County and is an attorney. So I know Maggie will be talking about this more at 4 o'clock. But just to give you a heads up again, Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan arrested and charged with two felonies in an ICE case. That is from earlier this morning. It's 11:54, Calvin. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today it is the Love Comes Knockin' edition of Tisbats. From the Miami Herald, Mark Price with the byline. The headline reads, Screaming Family Calls Dad When Alligator Knocks on Front Door, according to Florida Video.
Oh, Florida.
Tremaine Gaines says he was in disbelief when his kids and his wife called him while he was at work, claiming an alligator was trying to break into their home. A security camera did confirm it. Here's Tremaine saying, quote, got a call about 30 minutes ago from my wife and kids screaming, come help, there's a gator at our front door. I checked the Ring camera to find this massive gator chilling out, trying to get in the door. You can't make this up. It happened about 7 o'clock on Wednesday at this home outside of Orlando. His wife said suspicious sounds led her to find this massive alligator lying across their doormat with its mouth open. You know how they do that?
Yeah.
I heard a knock on the door and then nothing else. So I waited a little while and then I heard it again. The first time when it knocked on the door, it stood up and banged on the door and then laid back down. It's unknown the alligator's fate at this point has not been revealed. One video shows the gator eventually left the porch and took off for a wooded area. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says alligators often try to climb up and over man-made structures that are in their way. In this video, the gator appears to be using natural navigational techniques in an attempt to leave the area. It is also alligator courtship season, a time when the reptiles are in search of love.
Alice! Alice, are you home? Am I the only one who finds this so adorable?
He should have brought flowers.
He should have, and some chocolates in his mouth. Opens his big mouth being like, I love you.
I love you. I'm here for you.
I will be your only mate.
They are searching for this alligator, which occasionally takes them through populated areas and even onto porches. Fortunately, no one was injured. And there is video of this. You couldn't pay me to live in Florida. Where things like this can happen.
You can pay me to live in a high rise in Florida, in the area where, you know, just all the crazy can't get to me.
You're out of reach of the crazy.
Exactly. I can watch the crazy.
At some point, you got to go outside.
No, I don't.
Deliver everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's on the fifth floor. That's all. That's the only place you'll see him.
This sounds like a cartoon. Was the alligator also wearing like a top hat and a bow tie?
He had a tie.
Exactly.
It was nice.
It was very
and
nice.
And he had brushed his teeth. You could
tell. Dracar Noir.
It was like very shiny. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on Monday, Joseph Pecky is going to be joining us to talk about his bid to head up the Democratic Party in Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Longtime friend of the show.
I'm going to say this right now. I don't know much about the other candidates at this moment. We'll learn more as we go along. But Joseph Pecky is the kind of guy, in my opinion, who can take the energy that Ben Wickler has and has brought to the party.
Yep.
And take it and run with that baton, in my opinion. That's just me.
Absolutely. And then Will Westmoreland, who has a YouTube channel called The Back 40. I highly encourage you to check it out. He's a farmer in southwestern Missouri, and we're going to be talking about tariffs. He was here with us a couple of months ago, And obviously things have continued to develop.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Will Westmoreland and find out what he is hearing. He's a farmer.
Yes.
He is a farmer too. So we're going to hear what is going on in his corner of the world and much, much more. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next on the vast, statewide, countrywide. You can listen anywhere if you have the app. Civic Media Radio Network. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The FBI has arrested a judge in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. On social media, FBI Director Kash Patel said that Judge Hannah Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from an undocumented immigrant they sought to arrest. It's a sharp escalation in President Trump's immigration crackdown, but Americans have concerns over another key area.
And as President Trump approaches 100 days in office, a new AP poll shows only 37% of Americans approve of how he's handling the economy, a key factor in his election victory. And the same number, just 37%, approve of how he's handling trade negotiations.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. The president says he's spoken with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, even as Chinese officials say there have not been any talks. The president now en route to Rome for Pope Francis's funeral. The mayor of Rome says more than 200,000 people are expected tomorrow. This is ABC News.